Here's a man with skills, Paul McDonald. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, Paul. Paul, I am looking at a picture of the Titanic made from the ingredients for a cake. This is very, very good, Paul. Were you responsible for this?
Well, I own the business here, Frank, but I have to pass all it over to John Halliday, who's our chief cake decorator here. So he was given the task last week after coming back for a well-deserved week's holiday and to the news that we wanted to make a lovely big cake to celebrate the 104th anniversary of the Titanic. So as typically we do here in Belfast Baking Company, we like to do extremely big cakes. And this one in particular is 7 foot in length and weighs about 14 and a half stone.
Yeah, there's a great picture of it. It must be maybe in your shop window looking out at a van going past. It looks nearly as big as the blimmin' van. And the most noticeable thing, and I'm going to hazard a guess here, the funnels, I want to put my teeth into them. They seem to be, are they made of marzipan?
They are indeed, yep. Everything on the cake is edible, the whole thing. And that's important to us here, that when we make these big cakes, everybody can enjoy it. There's plenty to go around. So the attention to detail was really important too. And we spent some time up at Titanic Belfast, and the staff up there were absolutely great with us. So we were able to take some really nice photos of the models they have up there and then get that back into the cake again. So not only does it look like it, but the closer you look at the cake, you'll see more and more finer details. And that's until we obviously have to cut it up and eat it. But it tastes as good as it looks, so that's half the battle.
Don't tell me you've already cut it, have you?
No, we have not. We're going to do a cut at about 11:30, and then we're doing Titanic tea and cake all day today and tomorrow in celebration of the Titanic.
Well, listen, if you're in Belfast, where exactly is your shop at the moment?
We are down at the Titanic Quarter here, which is just off Queen's Road, so literally behind the SSE Arena. Is the best place to get to us.
Okay, so you need to be down near the SSE Arena to see this, to sink your teeth into it. And it is a shame to cut it. You've all the decks, you've the portholes, you have the detail, you've even got the writing on the side of the blackness. The writing's exactly as I envisaged it on Titanic, or indeed as you would see in the photographs. The stairwells, the railings. The gentleman you mentioned, what skills does he have? Because I watch these TV programs occasionally where, like, you know, people go mad to build cakes, and sometimes I think they're actually not that well done. You know, even I could fire some of that stuff together. It's a bit like plasticine the way they do it. But this looks very skilled.
It is indeed. It's fantastic. We have a really good team down here, and it's headed up by John Halliday, and he's a third generation baker. So he just had the wealth of experience passed down. And we're putting a modern twist on it, you know, with really putting the intricate details into the cakes. As you rightly say, there's so many cakes out there that you see done, and they try to make huge big cakes, but really when you get into it, the detail's not there. So he's such a skillful guy. You know, we're very lucky to have him, and he's done some fantastic cakes for us in the past, which have been really, really good.
What are the ingredients in the cake? Is it fruit, or is it like sponge?
All Victoria sponge. We thought everybody likes a bit of Victoria sponge, so let's do that, and hopefully then it'll please everybody that comes down to get a slice over the next couple of days.
Any creamy bits in the middle or not?
Yeah. No, we have lovely buttercream in the middle, and we've got a lovely sort of mixed blueberry buttercream that we use to make the sea that the ship's sitting on as well. So I'm sure you guys have some photos there and get them online. Hopefully some of your listeners can get on and have a look at it, so they can really see that
we'll
make it down today.
We'll fire it up on Twitter, Paul. Great skill, and a nice way to mark the 104th anniversary of something that I think now in Belfast, I mentioned this yesterday on the programme, we've played catch up to some extent. The Titanic and everyone involved in it, whether those who built it or sadly those who were lost on it, they deserve to be remembered, and our association with Titanic should be something that we should be proud of. Very often people say, you know, Titanic, it was a disaster, it was a tragedy. Yes, it was, but it's also a memorial, I think, to the shipyard and to the history of Belfast and to the worldwide recognition of an iconic name. And, you know, the making of a cake plays its part in all of that.
I think so. And that's what was important to us to, you know, mark its anniversary. And, you know, when you go to Titanic Belfast and you see the workmanship that was done all those years ago and how difficult conditions it was for them and for the ship to be. And it was absolutely amazing. So an amazing feat for sort of local workmanship back here, the tourism end of it. And as you rightly said, obviously, unfortunately, the people who lost their lives. So it's important to remember all these things. And, you know, we're in Belfast. We're a Belfast company and we're proud of it. And, you know, we're really keen to get this thing out there.
And technically, you're down near Queen's Island, so you're building another Titanic.
We're as close as we can be. So technically, yeah, we are. Yeah, there's another Titanic being made down in Queen's Island. So there you go.
Lovely job, Paul. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks very much. Take
care. Paul from the Belfast Baking Company. It is actually a heck.